If Measure J passes, it would accelerate more than 15 MTA projects, improving highways and creating jobs. But many community leaders and organizations don't believe it will benefit their neighborhoods at all. The measure would extend the half-a-cent county sales tax until 2069 and generate $90 million for the MTA. But Sunyoung Yang of the Bus Riders Union sees Measure J as a $90 million tax that won't even improve the bus system she depends on.
MTA has no plans to actually expand bus service. And in fact, they're planning to raise fares and cut bus service.
Yang also believes the MTA failed to deliver on promises for the recent rail expansion.
The rail lines that they've built out so far did not deliver half of the ridership that it promised. When you have a $1 billion per mile price tag, that means we should get ridership like we see in Seoul, Korea, and other metropolises that have not a few thousand riders, but millions of riders, right?
The rail expansion is also a touchy subject for Damien Goodman of the Crenshaw Coalition, who says the MTA simply cannot be trusted.
This is not an agency that plans well. This is not an agency that responds to community concerns.
Measure J would extend a similar measure, Measure R, from 2008. And Goodman believes that the MTA's record since then speaks for itself.
We passed Measure R just 4 years ago, and in that period of time, they've ignored the concerns of a cross-section of community groups from Boyle Heights to Baldwin Hills to Crenshaw to the Bus Riders Union.
However, it's difficult to ignore the success of Measure R. MTA completed the extension of the Orange Line in 3 years and also started two light rail projects. And if Measure J is approved, the 15 projects already in the works won't get stuck in neutral. The tax extension could jumpstart work on projects like the West Side Subway, improvements to the 5, 405, and 110 freeways, and more soundwall construction. Californians just have to vote to raise their taxes. Again. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.